Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McLaurin, and we're live here on WWDB 860 AM. If you or your loved one are in need of home care or friend, this show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. My Independence at Home, compassionate care. Think about it. You want your loved one or your friend or family to be in a home care agency that's like or will be a connection to your family. Home care is not easy, but at My Independence at Home, we will make it feel like it's easy. You won't know what we're going through to care for your loved one. Now, you think about it. Seniors and adults with disabilities who we care for, in other words, 18 and older. So what you would do, you would call 215-921-2277. We have live operators 24-7, 215-921-2277, My Independence at Home. And we will match you up with a caring, compassionate caregiver. And that's very, very, very important. 215-921-2277. We're also hiring at My Independence at Home. If you want a job as a caregiver, 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277. We have sign-on bonuses, 401k. We have insurances, 215-921-2277. Paid time off, 215-921-2277. Tell a friend. Again, this show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. Believe it or not, my boss is not, she's on her way here, so I'm going to dock her. But until then, Sarah, welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hello.
Yes, Sarah, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Sarah, can you let the audience know what you do and why you're such a powerful woman in media?
Well, first of all, thank you for describing me that way. My name is Sarah Lomax. I'm the president and CEO of WURD Radio in Philadelphia. It's one of only three Black-owned talk radio stations in the country. We're the only Black-owned talk station in the state of Pennsylvania. And we serve the Philadelphia region and beyond, because we also have a digital outreach strategy through our website and through Facebook Live.
Now, why do you think Black media is important to Philadelphia and the surrounding counties?
Well, I think Tuesday is an example of why Black media is so important. The election, very, very contentious, very tight race. That was, very much going to impact not just the Philadelphia region or even the state of Pennsylvania, but the nation. Pennsylvania is a very purple state, and Philadelphia is an incredibly powerful driver in terms of how elections will go, statewide elections will go, and if Philadelphia shows up, and Philadelphia, as you probably know, is about 43% Black. And so if we are able to activate and mobilize the Black community and educate and engage the Black community around voting and election awareness, then it can absolutely not just swing local elections, but again, statewide elections, which then impact national policy and national power. So every day we are engaging with our community, which is predominantly Black Philadelphians, around politics, health and wellness, education, criminal justice, business development. So we are a bridge to educate and encourage and engage our community so that they are informed. And we're also holding the powerful accountable to the people, because we know that the elected officials and other key stakeholders listen to word, or have their people listen to word, And so we know that we are kind of an influencer that can influence policy, can influence, as I said, election. And, you know, that's a really important role to play in a community.
Well, you know, I again, I'm waiting for Lisa to come in, so she's going to take over. The show is Black Powerful Women in Media. That's what we're talking about. But we do have a couple other people on the line. I just want to ask you one or another question. Do you think Black media is important, and why?
Do I think it's absolutely? My entire career has been focused on and dedicated to Black-owned media. I think ownership is incredibly important, especially in the media space, because what that allows is for you to be able to shape the content, the coverage, the policies, the way that you do business. And you are, you know, at least at Word, we are completely driven by the audience. You know, we're a two-way talk radio station, and so we're in conversation with our community and our listeners all the time. And so we are hearing from them. They're giving us like minute by minute feedback about what's on their minds and in their hearts and their concerns and their all of those things. And we in turn create programming and initiatives and develop our business model around the needs of the people. And I think when you are that connected with your audience and your community, and you are listening and you're responding to what they need, then I think you become a very critical service to the community. And so, yeah, it's, I think that what we do is absolutely essential.
I want to bring in Joan, and I believe, I don't have the bio, but I believe Joan is from The Scoop magazine, and we're going to open airs to Catherine Hicks, with president of the NAACP and also the Sunday Sun. Joan, how are you today? Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm not associated with Scoop magazine.
Oh, you're...
However, not at all. I am a government affairs consultant that has the privilege of being able to be one of the hosts on a show on Sarah's.
Wait a minute. Not The Source. What's the name of your show?
The Source, yes.
I love that show. I listen to that. It's amazing how you guys are hosts. I love listening. I'll let you go. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, thank you.
Tell us about yourself and what you do.
So for the past 40 years, I have been in either working in government at the administrative level and or being a consultant, a government affairs consultant. And I want to piggyback on something that Sarah Lomax said. When I worked in the governor's office in the 1990s, and we used to do cross purposes across the Commonwealth. And there was the Sheridan Broadcast Network that was in Pittsburgh, along with two stations in Pittsburgh. There was one in Harrisburg. There's only one left today, and that's WRD. And so when we were attempting to get information out, we knew that we could use all of those mediums to do that, and we don't have that today. So standing strong is Word. I know from my own experiences that people are people of color, African American people, lust for information, lust to have that two-way talk back and forth. I learn from them, they learn from me. But without having that, we miss a bunch of information in this new age that they would not necessarily get.
I think you're right. Again, I do listen to your show. You're one of my favorite shows on the air. And I really didn't realize, Rick, I did. Well, Sandra gave us the bios, but I didn't think it was you. Now, we're going to go to Kathy. Kathy Hicks, mm-hmm. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
Can you tell us about yourself and what you do?
Okay, so I'm the, again, Philadelphia president of the NAACP, but I also publish the Philadelphia Sunday Sun. This is a publication, African-American publication, woman-owned, that has been around for 30 years. We are actually celebrating our 30th anniversary. The paper was previously published and, of course, created by J. Wyatt Mondesire, and he was a civil rights activist and also president of the Philadelphia and State Branch NAACP. For us, this publication is important for the community because the African-American community needs its own voice. We do have other publications, but again, when we're telling stories, when things are coming out about the African-American community, black and brown, we need to make sure that it's coming from our lens and our voices. And that's why it's so important to have black media. WURD, absolutely. You know, you need that type of talk radio because, yes, there's other stations out, but it's not, you're not getting the information that you're going to get from your own people. So papers like the Philadelphia Sunday Sun, the Scoop, Sherry Darden, and the Tribune, we tell the stories that some of the mainstream newspapers are not going to have. And if they do have it, it may have a different slant. So we have to make sure that we tell the stories from, again, our lens. And that's why it's so important to have, you know, black media.
Well, you know, I was in business for myself years ago. And after a while, I was like, why? I don't want to be in business anymore because it's hard. So, Sarah, what made you want to take this big job or career of to be in black media?
I mean, I think that sometimes things find you. I don't know if I knew that my career path would lead me to where I am right now with Word, because I was always in journalism. I was a reporter and writer by training. My first media entrepreneurship endeavor was starting a black health magazine in 1992 called HealthQuest. And I published that for about 10 years. And it was, you know, it was kind of ahead of its time because people were not that into kind of, you know, the social determinants of health and, you know, mindfulness and mind, body, spirit and all of the things that we were covering in the early 90s in HealthQuest. It was the first black consumer facing health magazine. There were medical journals and things like that, but nothing that was targeting the black community, you know, just the average everyday consumer. And so I learned a lot doing that. I learned about advertising. I learned about distribution, content development, marketing, you know, profit and loss, emphasis on loss at that point. And so I really understood, I got an incredible education on the mechanics of running a media enterprise. And I'm incredibly grateful to my family who really supported the launch and the growth of that endeavor. And right when the magazine went out of business, my father bought WURD in 2002. And so I was asked by Cody Anderson, the then general manager, if I would do a radio version of my health magazine and host a show on WURD. And I did that for about 10 years, but was very, very determined not to get into the management. I did not want to be in the media business in that way ever again, because it's a very heavy lift. And I'm sure Kathy and Joanne and anybody who's been in this game at all would agree with me. But anyway, I did end up stepping into the management in 2010 to start running WURD because it was struggling. It was losing a lot of money. It just was not performing at the level that it needed to in order to be sustainable. So anyway, fast forward, you know, I have been able to apply the lessons that I learned in magazine publishing to radio, you know, radio management. And really, I think at this point, anyone who's in the media business knows that it's, even if you're in radio or you're in print, you're in a multimedia, multi-platform business. So radio is like our lead in, but we are also digital, social, events. We do live stream every day on Facebook Live. So it's in order to stay in the game at this point, you've got to be multi-pronged, multifaceted, and you have to have a really great team around you in order to execute at across all of these platforms.
Now, I had I didn't start radio on WURD, but I go back to WHET. But when you guys first started, I had a show on, it was the Empowerment Zone, on WURD. And Kathy, I befriended Jerry years ago, and we had some issues, and he helped us with our issues, and also we did ads in the paper. So I've been almost with all three of you somewhere along the line. But we do have Miss Robinson, excuse me, in studio, and we're going to dock her 5 minutes for being late. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone, Lisa.
Well, thank you, Reggie. Welcome, ladies. I'm glad to have you here. Welcome to Miss Sandra Ali, who's sitting in here next to me. And we have our videographer, Kareem Seaman. Yay. We're trying to catch up with you guys in terms of social media and streaming live on Facebook. So welcome.
Lisa, you take this. Thank you. Have powerful women in media. Mm-hmm. Yeah, powerful women in media. Well, you in the media. We got Joan. What made you want to be a talk show host?
Well, actually, it was the opposite side. I wanted to get the information that I knew out to the people that I thought that needed it. You know, when Trump was elected in 2016, there was a clarion call for the fierce urgency of now. And we had to figure out a way to get information to our people so that we could survive. And so it really was that. And Sarah was kind enough to give us a show. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't tell us what to say, because sometimes I think when we leave, when we used to come in at 10 o'clock on Wednesdays, when we walked outside, we looked to our left and our right because we had said so many controversial things we didn't know who was outside.
Right.
But it was good because we wanted to connect, but we wanted to get important information mm-hmm. to our people. And so I tell people, I'm just a lady that talks on Wednesday. I don't have any professional training, and I don't step into the role of those who do have that training. Mm-hmm. I know who I am, and I know what I want to say, and I'm hoping that it helps galvanize the community.
Now, Kathy, you have a double whammy. You got the newspaper, and you are president of the NAACP. Are you crazy?
Sometimes I think so. It is. It's you know, it's wearing two hats, and you know, a lot of times what I try to do is piggyback off of both. You know, by giving out information. You know, what we do with the NAACP, we share in the Philadelphia Sunday Sun, and again, you know, with the NAACP, we share information about the Sun. So. It's a lot wearing two hats.
So I have a question.
But it's important.
Okay, go ahead.
No, but it's important. The information that we put out is definitely needed. And NAACP at this time is very much needed because of all of the issues that we are going through, crime and, mm-hmm. you know, schools, the school situation, crime situation, voting rights, you know, it's just so many issues that we have to tackle.
Can you speak a little bit about becoming a member of the NAACP, what that entails?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so becoming a member, it's $30 a year.
Wow.
And I feel like every African-American, black and brown, mm-hmm. should be a proud card-carrying NAACP member, because we go back since 1909 mm-hmm. as one of the largest, boldest, baddest, you know, civil rights organizations.
Right.
And there are so many people that paved the way for this organization and to make sure that it has continued. And we're just doing a lot more progressive things. This past Tuesday for voting, we had 21 Howard University law students mm-hmm. who joined us for 2 days to do poll watching, poll monitoring, taking calls. The NAACP office was a command post, and we were really just on the ground, boots on the ground, making sure that we got the vote out. But it was a lot of young people.
That's I heard about that. Abu was on our show last week. And he talked about that. So he did mention that.
And Abu is our political activist.
I know. I've known Abu for years. You know, he's a very good friend of mine. He speaks highly of you.
Thank you. So, again, it's $30 a year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the benefits of being an NAACP member is, you know, again, you have your card. But when you talk to people and you say, I'm a member of the NAACP, it definitely garners respect.
Okay.
Because, you know, and we have monthly meetings, but we have also over 15 committees that you can be a part of. Something in housing, education, you know, political action. You know, I can go on and on. Veterans Affairs, you know, so becoming a member, you know, enables you to do something for your community because there's something in it for everyone.
Do you have any committees that are based in health care?
Absolutely. Our health committee, actually, Dr. Nina Ahmad, if you're familiar with the name, is our health chair. Person, and she's doing a lot of things when it comes to, you know, breast cancer awareness, things that are happening in our communities. Whatever is the topic of the month, we're usually, when it comes to health, we're doing something around that.
Now, and you guys are making me want to get a membership again. I do not have my membership with the NAACP, but I'm going to get one. I guess I can go online and do that.
That was my question. So is it an online application?
Yes, you can go online. Go to phillynaacp.org, and there's an easy link that you can go right on and do your $30 membership.
So is the $30 for a local membership, or is that cover like a national membership as well?
When you're a local member, you also are a national member as well. So you are a voting member of the Philadelphia branch, but you are also a part of the national as well.
Okay.
Now, Sarah,
so your card will actually come from national.
Sarah, WURD have a membership, which I'm at. We had one, Lisa. We did one. I think I'm getting a membership there because
we already have a membership.
We still have a membership? No, we don't have it. We had it. I think it was last year. So I want to renew the membership because Sarah's right. You got the WURD got the vote out. You could say that was a major part of getting Fetterman and Shapiro in office because black males were not voting or did not want to vote. And I would listen to the station. You would dedicate shows to say, get your behind out there and vote. Now, how much are the memberships?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking about that. We, you know, obviously we're a radio station, so all of our information is free. So you would never have to pay anything to access the information. You don't have to have cable, you don't have to have anything. You can just turn on a radio. It's very, you know, this is part of that legacy, old school platform. But what we found was that there were people who believed so deeply in what we were doing with Word. They wanted to support the station. So it was, you know, obviously we take advertising as a major part of the way that we stay in business. But there were individuals who really believed and are committed to our mission and what we're about. And they wanted a way to support the station. So we created a membership program. It's called the Forward Movement, Forward, the Forward Movement. And it's $90 for a 1-year subscription membership. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a monthly membership that's called a digital membership that is as low as $5 a month to pay. And you get all kinds of benefits. You get access to special events and discounts on different black-owned businesses around the city and swag and you know, just like the first look at the different initiatives and programs that Word is doing, and we do a lot of community outreach.
this summer we had a block party, a large block party, up in Germantown at the New Cortland. And we had a live broadcast there from Word. Mm-hmm. I think the host is what's its name? Michael Cord was the host of the show, and it went over very, very well. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to do a live broadcast, I recommend you call Word Radio. If you want to get the word out, I recommend you call Word Radio and find out what it costs to do a live broadcast. Because, as Lisa, you know, you're a business person. You got to bring that home. You got to have that money come home, not outside of your community. People go and they don't look at to say, well, who is white, who is black, who is Hispanic, who is Asian. They take the money right back into the community. So what are your thoughts on supporting black businesses, Lisa?
Of course I support minority-owned businesses. I'm a minority-owned business owner, and I'm very committed to supporting black women-owned businesses because it was very difficult for me to start. So being 10 years in, I like to mentor people and encourage them that if they have a dream and the passion to follow it. So I'm an absolute supporter of minority-owned businesses.
Well, you have a story. You're a veteran-owned operated business. You just got an award from the Business Journal this morning. We were there. Can you talk about that a little, please?
Sure. So this morning, the Philadelphia Business Journal hosted their Veterans of Influence Award, and I was one of the recipients, so that was super exciting. And then you weren't able to speak, but I did get a plaque, and then I'm also on the cover of the Business Journal this week. So that was surprising and proud of that. So.
And we are number two.
We're number two in terms of veteran-owned businesses in Philadelphia. Started out as, I think, a few years ago, we were like number 18. So we're moving up.
Now, Jill.
Could I just jump in real quick?
Sure.
Because I want to congratulate Lisa for getting that amazing award. And, you know, we gave you an award, too.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
An award at our Founders Day celebration.
Yes, I received the Community Impact Award from WERD.
Yeah.
So thank you. And if you remember, Sarah, I did say when I received it that was probably the most rewarding and impactful awards because it really spoke to my commitment to my community. You know, I focus on hiring people who look like me from our community. I live in the community for which I serve. The home care that I'm providing are for individuals who live in the community that I live in. So just being recognized for that, just community level work was great. Yes, Philadelphia Business Journal is awesome, but the Impact Award was very moving. So thank you again.
Yeah.
So ladies.
Of course, I just wanted to.
I didn't forget you, but Reggie put me on the spot with the award I got this morning. So I'm sure Sandra's sitting here. She's
great.
Not gonna let me let that. She's not gonna let me leave that out.
Well, congratulations on both. That's just wonderful.
Yeah, I did.
So here's the thing, ladies. I would like for you guys to do a round table and just talk to each other about how you can help one another, how we can all come together. So, and I'm going to just get off the mic and let Joan, Lisa, and Catherine just talk. Anybody? This is radio. You know, Sarah, there can't be silence.
So what I would say, I'll jump in, because one of the things that I forgot to mention was that I convened a group called Black Women's Leadership Council.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very intentional about helping Black women and Black women businesses and at every level professionally and bringing people together. So we use the resources that we have to be a connector, whether it is Black women businesses to make sure that we're connecting you to whatever your market happens to be. But more importantly, kind of putting in there the thing that I do normally as a government affairs consultant to make sure that the resources at the state, local, and federal level are that you have opportunities to compete and bid and get contracts so that you can grow your businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what happens. Sometimes you don't get enough you get small contracts, but you don't get enough to grow your business. And I also want to talk about Della Clark, who's raising money and for an equity fund to do some equity infusions into
small businesses to grow them.
Yes, and to grow them. And I do support her and work very closely with her. And because I do other things like work with budgets and things like that at the state and local levels, where there can be an appropriations that would come in and help her be able to put money back into that fund that can help small businesses. So we do things like that. So I wanted to be on record to say that through BWLC Philly, and that's how you can reach us. We're online, BWLCPhilly.com, and reach out. There's a way to reach us through the website.
BWLCPhilly.com.
That's right.
That's great. I've been looking for an organization like this because I've had a hard time finding professional women groups that cater towards minorities. So this is good. Because I am a member of a few other groups, but I'm typically, I say, the only chocolate chip in there. So sometimes they don't relate with my issues. So this would be great. So thank you. This is Joanne, right?
Yeah, this is Joanne
okay.
Bell.
Okay. So thank you, Joanne. This is awesome.
Yeah. And let me just say, this is Catherine with the Sun. And for us, you know, it would be nice to be able to kind of partner in certain things. Like I'm a publication, I do print. So one of the ways that we can help each other is by, you know, if I'm doing print and let's say, you know, Sarah's doing radio, we can almost, it's like a trade type that you can do. I can put, you know, information in a paper about what's happening on WRD and WRD can say things about the Philadelphia Sunday Sun. These are ways that we can help each other. Because again, publications, we make our money and we're able to print by advertising. And just like Joanne said, sometimes, you know, certain contracts and different things you may get may not sustain everything that you would want to do to grow. Each business would like to be able to grow. And yes, we've been printing for 30 years. We also are online. We have been able to grow some of our some of the initiatives that I'd like to that I like doing for the Sun. We have a large, you know, social media presence. We also do Facebook Live. We have a couple shows, but there's some other things that I would like to be able to do, at, like hiring more writers and photographers and things that, you know, are inhibit me at this time because, again, you know, it's the budget. You have to be able to do things in your budget. So these are ways that we can kind of partner or help each other, you know, and with Joanne being with Black Women's Leadership Council, and I am a member of that as well.
Okay.
You know, that those type of organizations, they do reach out and they help women. So I feel like that's a way that we can kind of work with each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one are in need of home care, 215-921-2277. If you're looking for a job to be a caregiver, 215-921-2277.
This is Lisa Robinson, founder and CEO of My Independence at Home. Quality home care with compassion. If you or someone you know is in need of home care, please give us a call. 215-921-2277.
And we extend this to our guest, Sarah. Give me your elevator speech.
My elevator speech, let's see. WRD, you can check us out, 900 AM, 96.1 FM, wordradio.com. You can check us out on Facebook Live at facebook.com/4word, F-O-R-W-U-R-D. And, yeah, we have a big event coming up on December 10th, our empowerment experience. So we'd love for folks to come out and check us out. We're going to be at 1835 North, West Oxford in North Philly, and from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's a holiday marketplace. It's speakers, cooking demonstrations, a dance party, a day party. And lots of fun. Yes. And we're
Sarah, what was the date
celebrating
again?
Joy.
What was the date
December
again?
10th.
December 10th.
December 10th.
Okay, it's a Saturday.
Yeah, it's a Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can eat, shop, dance,
and learn, have a great time.
Yep.
So we, and you can check that out on our website, wordradio.com.
Joanne?
So I could I can be reached every Wednesday from 1 until 4 p.m. on Black Women's Leadership Council and on BWLC.com, Philly. And so one thing that I wanted to say to you guys that's important, because now I realize the business that you're in, I'm going to contact Sandra, because I think I need to talk to you about some changes that's going to affect your industry at the state level.
Great.
Oh, well, I'm already there. Because the changes are not positive either. So
they're not positive. Yeah.
Yeah, I work with a lot of our local politicians. So I'm close to Councilwoman Bass, State Rep Parker, State Rep Kinsey. So when all of this started coming down the pike, I was really advocating to try to educate our industry, particularly our minority providers on the impact. And because of what's going on, I actually formed a nonprofit. It's called Coalition of Minority Providers, which gives us an opportunity to come together. I believe there's strength in numbers, so that we have a seat at the table and hopefully our voices will be heard. But I'm always open to more information. So yes, please connect with me. I definitely want to talk to you.
So what I would say to you is that part of my time did spend in Harrisburg as a lobbyist there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do have clients in your footprint.
Okay.
And we are having those discussions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really important because it's very close to being enacted.
Right, right. And I think a lot of our minority providers are not in the know. And it's, if we're talking about the same initiative, it's agency with Joyce, and they don't understand the impact and how it could have a detrimental effect on them. So that's why I've been trying to push my colleagues in the direction of being educated, coming to Harrisburg. We're trying to put a rally together to really hopefully convince, it will be now, Governor Shapiro.
I think that we have much better opportunity to have the discussions, which we've already been having, with the new governor.
Yes.
Because the impact is that people who are in business like you, mostly smaller minority businesses and women-owned.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have to compete against big insurance companies, it gives them an unfair advantage.
Absolutely.
And when they take over and you have to work through them, your margins are smaller.
And they're already tight.
You're already working on a very tight margin.
Mm-hmm.
And so these things, this is how, if you want to lift people up out of poverty and raise the rates for the people who actually work for you, here are the things that need to happen. And so, yes. You have to have a louder voice, and you need to pull your coalition together.
Yes.
And you have to be very intentional through this part. But there are other voices louder that can help you.
Okay. If it's, would you mind if I got your contact information from Sandra when we get off the air?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Kathy.
Yes. So for my information for the Philadelphia Sunday Sun, if you'd like a subscription, go to Philly in, oh, I'm getting ready to give you NAACP, Philisun, Philisun, Philisun.com, and you can actually get your membership online for that as well. It's $40 for the year, but you also can go online at Philisun.com, and, you know, we have an online subscription. We have all of our social media handles you can get through our website.
Okay.
If you'd like to go on the NAACP, that's PhillyNAACP.org.
And
you can get all your information. P.org. And, again, that's where you can get your membership. But also we have social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well, which will give you the information, you know, as to what we're doing. Our membership meetings are every third Tuesday of the month, every third Tuesday of the month. And we either have it at the Nicetown CDC in Nicetown off of Germantown near Windrum, or we have it on Wallace Street at the Labor's local.
And what time are the meetings?
6:30. Now, you do have to either have a membership or we need your email address in order for you to get the information about the meetings.
Okay.
But for the Sun, again, we are on social media, phyllisun.com.
Okay.
And, you know, our paper is published it's on stands every Friday.
Okay.
But also, you know, we're tri-state, so a lot of it is mailings.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're always looking for support. We're always looking for, you know, if you're interested in advertising, we have packages, you know, very comprehensive but easy access packages that we can send out, you know, for advertising, because that's what actually keeps us printing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So we look forward to, you know, those who are interested in having your stories told.
Mm-hmm.
It costs nothing to have a story. If you're interested in something that's happening in the community and you'd like us to cover it, again, go to phyllisun.com. And we do have a link there for if you're interested in pitching a story.
Okay.
You know, I had to walk out for a second, but something I was thinking about as all you guys were talking, is there a way that four of you can get together and discuss what's going on in Harrisburg for these smaller home care agencies, because the coalition that Lisa started needs to grow and mm-hmm. need more membership. And then people need to know who seniors and adults with disabilities should know how it is. It's going to be a disadvantage for them if they pass this bill.
Absolutely. So. And I think that's something that we can get together on and discuss. Joanne would probably take the lead on that.
yes, because I'm probably closest to it from from where I stand in Harrisburg and the work that I do. And I think it's important. And I've seen this. It happened, and it happened with another segment and of healthcare. And put all of those companies out of business, and that was about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that what the state pays per hour to the home care agencies is not a lot, and that's why the caregivers, you cannot pay them a lot of money because the state is giving you very little money. And the other thing I think that that Lisa's trying to get out is that some home care agencies take advantage of the caregivers. Some home care agencies pay them really little or nothing, won't take taxes out of their pay, will not give them time and a half overtime. And people need to know that. People who are, I guess, if there's a such animal as below.
They're forced into your business. You get forced into it because of the levels of compensation that you get for each worker. The conversations that I have been having around that has not only been at the state level, but it's been at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you probably don't know this, and because it never gets told, but a part two of that infrastructure bill that was killed in the Senate over a year ago had a component into raising the amount of money that would be allocated to home health care workers.
Well, the money doesn't go directly. I did hear about that, and I know Reggie's talking about the reimbursement rates. And one of the conversations that we've had with some of the politicians and the other providers is they keep talking about allocating more money to the caregivers. But the issue is the reimbursement rates are so low, so that money really needs to be allocated to the provider so that we can in turn increase their pay rate. I would love to be able
but
to
that's
pay.
That's what this was about.
Right.
That's what this was about. The full context of the bill, because what happens is you put the money in,
mm-hmm.
but then the next part of that is what the state does when it's downstream to the state.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's where the rules are made about how you do it.
Right.
And so I think it's still things that really do need to happen.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I would love to have a conversation with you. I think this is awesome. This is a great intro.
And, you know, Kathy, my thoughts, or you have the newspaper, maybe Lisa, mm-hmm. you guys can get together where you can put an article in there, what's going on in home care, because home care is mostly young women and young, and there's a lot. I mean, we have 300 employees now, but they don't realize that they're being taken advantage of when they can say, I'll give you $16 an hour off the top of my head. But if you don't get time and a half of overtime, you're working 80 hours, that's like slave labor. And these my thoughts, because I'm out there, I talk to a lot of seniors and a lot of caregivers. They don't realize that. And I think with WRD, Joanne, and the Sunday Sun, the people can be educated with home care, because there's a great amount of people of color that work for these home care agencies that are actually ripping them off.
That's definitely a story that we could tell, and I'm interested in doing. I have spoken with a couple healthcare agencies that had concerns, you know, about pay and being able to pay their employees. So this is a story that we are looking at, you know, myself and my editors.
Ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. If you knew you or your loved one are in need of home care or a job, 215-92-
Not a job. It's not a job.
A career. Okay?
Go ahead.
Anything else?
Go ahead.
Okay. 215-921-2277.
This is Lisa Robinson, founder and CEO of My Independence at Home.
Sarah?
Yeah, this is Sarah Lomax, president and CEO of WURD Radio.
Joanne?
Joanne Bell, government affairs associate and broadcasts on WURD, Black Women's Leadership Council, every Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Kathy?
Catherine Hicks, Philadelphia Sunday Sun publisher and Philadelphia NAACP president.
Now, we have about a little over 10 minutes left. Sarah, do you have any your last comments?
I would just say, you know, everything that we've discussed, whether it's about the home health care challenges for workers and, you know, business, the challenges for African-American business leaders and you know, what Kathy has been talking about, what Joanne's talking about, all of these things are so critically important to our community, and their word is always available to be a venue, a vehicle to have these conversations, to share information and to be a connector with between, you know, you all as stakeholders and leaders and our community. So I just invite everyone to, you know, use our airwaves and share your information across our platform so that we can empower and educate our community collectively.
Joanne?
So I wanted to recognize the fact that WURD Radio also did two or three get out the vote at locations across Chester, Philadelphia. And we're going to do more of those. But we found that talking back and forth with the community helped to get the vote out, helped to answer some of the questions. And then we did debates. And we had Featherman. We did the Senate debate. We did the district attorney debate, and in those cases with the district attorney's event, I think we helped get out the vote even more and get clarity there. So it's important to have stations like this that can bring you the information.
And Kathy.
Yes, well, I'd just like to say, I mean, I think this was a wonderful opportunity to let the community know just who's out there and who they are able to get in contact with. Us just having the opportunity to share our stories and our platforms, you know, gives us and the community more not only power but information. The newsprint is important. The NAACP is important, and WURD being a radio a platform for people to call in and share their stories and information. All of these are powerful tools that are able to help our community. So I'm proud to be a part of this panel, and I thank you for allowing me to join you all.
I want to thank you all for being here. But at 15 minutes after the show, that's 4:15, you'll be able to download this show, www.dban.com, edit it any way you want. It'll be your show. Also, the show will play tomorrow at 9 p.m. Tonight at 9 p.m. I apologize. Tonight at 9 p.m. Again, www.dban.com. And this is the Empowerment Zone. Thank you, ladies, so much for being a part of
the show. Thank you for inviting us.
You're
welcome.
Thank
you, ladies.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I look forward to connecting with each of you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McLaurin. And again, this show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. And this was a great show, Lisa. Powerful women in media and broadcast. What do you think, Sandra?
Oh, it was awesome. When you mentioned it yesterday, we were talking about it, and I thought of these, actually it was four ladies that I thought would be great. And I'm sorry, Sherry Darden from The Scoop was not able to join us, but this was great. I knew it would be. And
why? Because I produced it.
Well, because of the ladies. You had Sarah, Joanne, and Kathy in the same room with Lisa. I mean, this was like, you could have took off, man.
I did that last week, and it was better than me, and I can't let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm getting a message. Say that again.
You want to catch Cherie from the Inside Scoop? She's every Monday at 6 p.m.
Oh, she's on here every Monday.
She does have a show. That's right. 6
p.m. I'm her producer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but not as good. Now, you don't produce as good as I do. But, Lisa, let's get to you about the Wall of Fame. What's going on with you? You're doing what tomorrow?
I couldn't even explain it. There's an award ceremony tomorrow. I'm supposed to receive a medallion, a veteran medallion. I wish Brianna was here because she could explain it better than I can. But apparently I'm getting a medallion. And then ESPN will be there at some point to highlight the museum. So, and the whole thing will air Monday night on Monday Night Football.
So you're sponsoring the event food for the veterans tomorrow. Right. We got the blankets that we are giving out tomorrow to veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I think we're close to 50 blankets.
Yes.
So if you're a veteran, then we're giving them out. And then you'll be at the Liberty Bell.
Yes, trying to find, I'm trying to get the name of
the organization.
Go ahead.
Okay. Again, ladies and gentlemen, while she's doing this, Sandra Ali is here. Sandra, say something because you're sitting there like you want to.
Oh, I just love being here, just listening to all this great information. I'm a backdoor person. I like to try to make things happen, but I'm not. This is not my forte. I'm not good at this. I don't even like to hear myself talk. So
I don't like to hear you talk.
Well, then shut up.
So it is a veterans event at the ACES Veterans Museum. It's tomorrow at 1:00, and I will be presented with a medallion.
Mm. And you're also going to present other veterans.
Yes, other veterans. Right. I'll be the first recipient, and then
what is it? 58.
5801 Germantown Avenue.
So it's an all day event. They're going to go to the Veterans Cemetery.
No, I'm not doing that.
What? You have to say it like that.
No, I'm just saying I'm not going.
But that's
I'm
eight
not
in the morning. Eight in the morning. The Liberty Bell is what time?
I think the Liberty Bell is at. I don't know.
Okay, so the Liberty Bell, I believe,
is 2:00.
2:00, and then
to honor Benjamin Berry.
And he was a World War II veteran. I think he's a World War II veteran. And then I will be there. Brianna and I will be at the block party they're having. And we have hoogies for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So just come there between 12 and 2, and we'll feed you. 5801
Germantown
Avenue. And then you get to see Lisa. You get to talk to Lisa.
Yes.
About all her awards. This is what, in one day, in 2 days, three, four.
No, Reggie.
You got the new, you're in the newspaper, front of the newspaper.
Okay.
You got an award on the stage, and then you're getting the medallion, and then you're going to get to be on television.
That's two awards, though, Reggie.
Well, it's not. Okay, two awards. You know me. I'm old. I got a little of that dementia in me. But again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone. We're going to talk about hiring people. How many people do you think my independents at home can hire at one time?
The sky's the limit. We need people. We have cases. So if you are a home health aide or a certified nursing assistant, a personal care attendant, please give us a call, 215-921-2277. We have sign-on bonuses. We have referral bonuses. Some of our perks are end-of-year bonuses, mileage reimbursement, whole and term life insurance. We have a 401k plan, paid time off, and the list goes on and on. So I pride myself on ensuring that our caregivers are treated with respect. Home care is not easy, and often you'll find yourselves in difficult situations if you're in a home with someone who isn't feeling well and they may not want to be bothered. And because of their pride, they push you away. So I do understand that this is difficult work. And because I am a stroke survivor and had home care myself, I definitely remember not wanting to be bothered. So that's why we try to provide as much incentives and perks as we can just to show our appreciation for the work that you do. So again, if you are a home health aide, personal care attendant, or a certified nursing assistant, please give us a call, 215-921-2277. If you finish everything quickly, like within 7 days, you could be actively working on day 8, or you could be working on day 7. So just please give us a call, because we do have cases available, various rates. Some are $12 an hour, $14, various hours, so it's very flexible. So if you're looking for a great home health care agency to be a part of.
You would have killed me for that one.
To become a part of. I just say, just give us a call. Again, the number is 215-921-2277, and the name of the agency is My Independence at Home.
And we do hire from within. We did have a caregiver. A person that wanted to work as a caregiver is now our office manager. Again, 215-921-2277. And as always, we are blessed by the best and destined for success. It's up to us to do our best to make this world a better place for everyone. There's nothing to it but to do it. And once we do it,
ain't no stopping us now.
See you next week.
See ya.